coming up next, we have Traviata.
Look at me, you may think you see who I really am, but you'll never know me. Every day, it's as if I play a part. Now I see, if I wear a mask, I can fool the world, but I cannot fool my heart. Who is that girl I see staring straight back at me? When will my reflection show who I am inside?
All right. This was Traviata singing.
Reflection. Someone hasn't been paying attention.
Curse you.
Does this mean I have to drown her now? Because I said I would drown the next person that sang this song.
Let's wait after critiques. Okay.
Holding myself back. Jeffers, hold me back, quick! Hold me back, Jeffers! Hold me back!
My first note is... Exclamation. Second note, pop version. It's a bit breathy and pitchy on some parts. You took some liberties that didn't work for some of the other parts as well. Emotion and energy were there. Probably best reflections so far. So, do we still want to drown her?
Well, let me get into my notes. Because my notes were... My first note was, no, I must drown you now. Because I'm sure you probably haven't been listening since it was, like, a last-minute audition. We outlawed this song, like, 4 episodes ago because everybody was singing it and everybody was kind of not doing it any kind of justice whatsoever, and we got sick of it. So I said that I was going to drown the next person in their own reflection in the water the next time this came up. So you're really, really lucky that you rocked this, because I'm not going to do
yes.
it. Because, as Zell said, this was the best reflection we had. I like that you did not hold back on this at all. Like, you were out there and you were Christina Aguilera-ing it up. I was, like, picturing you with, like, your hand and you're, like, waving your finger in the air, like, starting up really, really high and then, like, waving it back and forth as you came down, like Christina Aguilera does, you know?
I've seen the videos.
Just like, and all kinds of like crazy runs and stuff like that. You definitely had oomph in this.
Yes.
And it was enough where you had the oomph and you didn't hold back, but you didn't top out your mic, which made me really happy that you were going for
it. Oh, I forgot.
But you did not top out your mic, which is really impressive, because a lot of people, when they go for it like you did, end up topping out their microphone and we go, ah, my ears. But you didn't do that. In fact, you made my ears a little happy. The beginning seemed a little shaky, but then once you got into the chorus, it made me forget that the beginning was a bit shaky. So, you're lucky. You're lucky. Because if this had been bad, you'd be swimming right now.
You would have been dead.
You'd be swimming right now. I would just, I wouldn't have killed her. I just want, you know, like, held her head under the water for a couple of minutes. Then when the bubble stopped, I would have brought her back up for air.
I might have been too late, though. Manslaughter.
Jeffers is like, yeah, right. No, because then I would go to jail, and I don't want to go to jail because I want to judge this show.
Right. So and you want to go to Disney this
Yes,
this
November.
Fall.
November! I'm so excited. I can't wait. Jeffers, do you have anything to add or say? I see pencil being erased.
I see nothing,
so. Nope. Heart, done. He hearts you. Good job. Thank you for proving us wrong. Thank you for doing it good, because, yeah. This was not fail. Thank you for winning and not failing. At mm-hmm. Which we hate so much. I'm done.
Sukono, take number 3.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
I'm so happy to be going first on this one, because it's a Carousel of Progress. If you don't know what this was, guys, this was Carousel of Progress. Oh, my God.
Calm down.
Sorry. Carousel of Progress is like the best horrible ride in the history of horrible rides. Because all you do, it's a great nap ride. Whenever it's like really, 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 really hot at Magic Kingdom and you're like, God, I just want to go inside someplace and cool down. You can get on, you can go hop on Carousel of Progress and you got 20 minutes inside air conditioning. And it does count as a ride, Jeffers, because you're on a carousel. The stage doesn't move. The theater moves around the stage.
That's awesome.
It's actually really cool, but... And for, like, such a tame ride, someone has actually died on that ride.
Oh.
Yeah, he just said it as it was saying it. A cast member got, like, squished between a wall or something. Go look it up on a website. Because, yeah, that's one of the few, like, Disney deaths out there that is, like, publicly known. And this is just, I'm sorry, I have to hold on a moment from reviewing you, Sukono. But everybody, when you're done listening to this episode, go to YouTube. Look up Carousel of Progress ride evacuation. It is one of the funniest ride evacuation videos you will ever see. And because a guy I knew at one of the parks is in the video, and he told me about it, and I went and watched it, and it's hilarious because the carousel stops and they get stuck in the 1920s for like 4 or 5 times, and it just keeps replaying over and over again, and this song plays at the beginning of end of everything. So I was just like, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow for like 20 minutes straight.
Ouch.
Yeah, and it's really funny because the people in it have some great one-liners that they give. It's one of my favorite ride evacuation videos to watch. So everyone,
I wonder if he was in this ride when that happened.
Huh?
Maybe he was inspired by maybe he was there and
maybe he was happened to be in there. Jeffers is watching it right now. It's really funny. And I'm sure Jeffers, once he's done watching it, will agree with me. critique time. Points for me on the song choice, because this is such an obscure choice, and it makes me happy in my heart that you picked this. It's hard. This is a hard song to critique, because there are different versions of it. Every time you go through a different scene, there's a different version of the song. So, like, when you're going into the 1920s, the song is sung in the style of the 1920s. When you're going into the 1930s, it's sung in the style of the 1930s. When you're going into the 40s, it's sung in the style of the 1940s. And it kind of goes through each section. And it's in a different style. Like, the one time it's kind of like a doo-wop song, and the other time it's kind of like a Charleston song. So it's hard, really, for me to judge this. So I'm just going to say that it's the end version of the song, when it's like the modern-day version of it, to go off of. I don't know if there was enough energy in this, because it's such a peppy song, and I didn't feel like this was fully peppy enough. There was energy, but I don't know if it was enough. There was some hesitation on one of your hearts. You kind of paused, like, what word's next? Oh, heart. And then you continued on. There was, like, a slight hesitation as to what the next word was. But, see, I don't have a lot. My notes are, hesitation on heart, points from me for epic song choice. But it wasn't very performy, but all the notes were correct that I could tell. So I've rambled enough for my enjoyment of the song choice and this attraction itself.
Okay. Did you already say what his other two song choices were?
Oh, no, I did not. No? Sorry, my bad. I was so excited about Carousel Progress.
All right, I'll do it. Don't worry. His original songs were Under the Sea, and the second one was one that stumped all three of us, which was My Funny Friend and Me, I think it's
Yes,
called.
My Funny Friend and Me, the Sting song from
Emperor's New Groove.
New Groove, yes.
I'll have to take your word on the notes because I don't know if it was pitchy or not. I don't know park music that well. I know the rides music better than I do the
This
park
is a ride
music.
music.
Oh. Fail.
Contradiction on yourselves, though. This is a ride, yeah.
Okay, well, this is Ambi's specialty in obscure and
Stuff.
unknowns.
Yeah.
Mine's live action oldies and stuff. Okay, so yeah, it was park music. I have to agree, there wasn't enough, for me, it sensed like there wasn't enough energy or emotion in it. I think I would like to either a little bit more or a lot more. That doesn't make
Yeah.
sense.
It needed to be like create like so peppy, and it wasn't peppy enough, I think. Okay, notes from Jeffers.
Ah, Jeffers.
He has more notes than I think the both of us combined.
He does.
Need more oomph, away nasally, sounded like me with allergies or something. Okay. Off and on nasally throughout. Vibrato sounded fast or forced, maybe a bit throaty. Do you mean that he wasn't throaty enough, or he was too throaty, Jeffers? Because how could he be nasal and throaty at the same time? Too.
Maybe it was on and off.
Okay.
Because remember, he said on and off nasal, so maybe from nasal to
Like he was
throaty.
going back and forth. Like first he was nasal, then he was throaty. I don't know. Your notes confuse me. There was one
No.
section that was throaty. Okay. Not bad though, he says. He does not sound like me. He doesn't capture my apparent
Oh,
cuteness,
God.
teddy bear cough, Valkyrie cough.
Oh,
Because we
dearie.
made a note on your first performance back when you did Under the Sea that you sounded a lot like Jeffers to us, and Jeffers came back, he was like, he does not sound like me. What are you guys talking about? He does not sound like me. So Jeffers does not think you sound like him, but I still think you sound like him a little bit.
I think he's like a, I think you sound more like a lower Jeffers.
Yeah. You're not as cute as Jeffers. Jeffers is adorable.
Aw, teddy
Aw,
bear.
teddy bear. Are we
Dot, dot, dot.
done?
I'm done.
Finalisco, you're up. It sounds so Italian-y.
New and a bit alarming. Who'd have ever thought that this could be true? That he's no Prince Charming, but there's something in him that I simply didn't see.
All right, and that was, I'm gonna try to pronounce this, Finerisco, 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 Finerisco.
It
Okay.
seems Italian, yes.
Yeah, it does sound.
Finerisco. You gotta say it really fast.
Finerisco.
Finerisco. Okay.
All right, and she's saying something there from Beauty and the Beast, which I don't think we've heard
No,
yet,
this is the first.
or have we?
No, this is definitely the first time we've heard this.
About time, because I've been waiting for this song. My first note is pitchy, not in range. It's too high for you, and I think you would have done better with the reprise, which is a little lower.
There's a reprise of
There
this?
was a, I mean, the reprise of Belle, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay. I was like, wh
The Belle
what?
reprise.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those things where my thoughts are chopped up.
Okay.
My third note is pop, possibly a retake or a mic malfunction, I'm not quite sure. And I don't know if it's bad for me to be picky that it's 29 seconds, that it might have been too short. And that's all I have.
Yeah, it was. I would have liked to have heard you sing like the beginning part of the song, and then like just skip over the beast part, and then go to this. Like, do that. There's something sweet, and almost kind. That beginning part, and then kind of skip over the beast part, and then go on to this, because this was just like almost like this was just the chorus, and we missed the verse type of
Right.
thing.
And I th And I think she would have done better on the verse, because I think since it's lower, she would have done
Yeah, I think you would have done better on the verse, so I think you kind of, like, messed yourself up here, as I think if you had sung the verse, we would have liked this a bit better than we did. Yeah, the energy and emotion were pretty low. There was that odd, like, I wasn't sure if it was a cutoff or if it was an error in the mic as you were singing. It was right after something about Prince Charming.
Yeah.
True that he's no Prince Charming, and then it kind of glitched a bit. And then it came back in, but it was really noticeable. And I do think that this was too high for you, which if you had sung the first part of it, would have been, I think it would have been better for you to sing the first part and then go into this. And a couple of technical notes. First off, you sent us a wave, which is like, that's like a bit, that's a boo-boo right there. That's a big, big boo-boo, because we said specifically to send us MP3, because when we're mixing, it's really hard for us to mix things that are in wave format, and it's a huge file compared to an MP3. And like, you went one step further, because people have sent us WMAs before. You went even a step further and sent us a wave. That's like
huge.
That's like, I want to say something, but I would have to bleep myself. Wait, can I say that? Wait, can I say this? Without getting bleeped, that's... Can I?
Waiting. At my house, it's fine.
Air fries? But the kids.
The kids. They don't listen.
I won't say it then. People can ask me on what I was going to say here, and I'll tell you guys what I was going to say after we stop recording. And then second thing, you have confused the heck out of us. Because you told us that this was your second take with us. We've never heard you before. So we're not sure if you sent us something and it never got to us. Like if when Jeffers email was messing up and you sent us something and we never got it. Or if, because the Jeffers just copied and pasted your stuff to us. He said, hello, this is my second audition. Since I wasn't aware that I didn't get in on my first one, I hope you enjoy this one. We never had a first audition sheet for you, so we're really confused as to who you are. Are you someone that we had previously? Because your email doesn't match anybody that we had either. So if you could please email Jeffers and clarify this to us, because we're really not sure who you are right now, or if you're confusing us with someone else, or if you sent us something and we never got it. So please... Or if you're confusing us with Lone Star, because apparently you were in Lone Star, but you accidentally got DQ'd or something, please enlighten us, because we're really confused right now. So, anything else?
Jeffers, any notes from you?
Any Jeffers notes? Penciling away. Nope, everything covered. All right.
All right.
Okay, so done.
Done.